U.S. college students get Google Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
MedPal AI have released a significant update to its wellness app alongside a strategic rollout through ePass's UK gym network. Joining us today is the CEO and founder, Jason Drummond. Jason, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Martin.
Now, before we dive into what this means for the business, can you give those who may not have an opportunity to read the RNS a quick update?
Yeah, so MedPal's stated goal is making healthcare accessible instantly and at ultra low cost to everyone. That's our stated goal. We started off with an app on Apple and Android devices, which aggregated data from all of your connected health devices. So we were connected to over 100 different devices, everything from Oura Rings, Fitbits, Apple Watches, and many different apps. So we bring all of your data back into one place and give you the ability with AI to analyze that data in real time. The current version, or the new version of the app, what that's doing is basically building in a history and a memory of you. So the AI, rather than just looking at your data and giving you analysis of just that data, it's now taking over a much longer period of time. So it offers, the app can now do continuous observation of your data and analysis and manage of your health really over a much more extended period of time. So this is a huge upgrade in capability. And with the access to our clinical services, so the AI can, if it spots problems in your data, it can ask you questions, and at the relevant moment, when necessary, it can actually hand you over to clinicians, to GPs, independent prescribers, who in theory could either give you ways in which you could improve your health or ultimately on medication.
Oh, well, Jason, the upgrade certainly looks impressive. I've had it on my phone, as you know. Can you explain, though, how these new AI features set your MedPal app apart from the typical sort of fitness and wellness apps out there?
Well, firstly, we're one of the first apps on the App Store which actually has access to AI, for AI analysis. A lot of the apps just give you the raw data of the device rather than the analysis. The other thing which is really interesting about our app is that obviously by taking data from different devices, we have much better data points. So for example, a Whoop, when it tracks a run, it only tracks maybe one or two variables. Whereas for example, in the case of an Apple Watch, it actually creates, I think it's one or up to 15 different variables. So we can aggregate all of that data. And because it's building up a long-term understanding of you, it's now doing this observation over a longer period of time. So that's significantly different to other products on the market. The other things we've also added is we call it portable health records. So effectively now you can upload test results. You can upload results from maybe blood test results onto the system. And it can actually give you an instant analysis of those test results. Whereas in the past, you would have to, for example, get those results on your NHS account and go and see your GP, make an appointment with your GP to get the analysis. Now you can actually get the analysis directly within the app. And because they're portable, all those records are traveling with you in your MedPal app, with you. So you have access to that wherever you need it. The AI memory function is saying it builds a continuous memory of your health and your kind of health journey. And obviously this whole area of this sort of enhanced personalization. So it's learning all about you over time and delivering wellness and health guidance, which is increasingly more accurate and tailored to your individual needs.
And this ePassi partnership, I know we've spoken about this in the past, but this gives you access to over 11 million users. What level of engagement or adoption are you expecting from that user base?
Yeah, so we announced the deal when we IPO'd in August. ePassi were waiting for this next version of the app to come out to roll it out to the gyms because they thought that the increase in functionality was going to make it really really sticky with their user base. Obviously, they have 11 million employees on their benefits program in the UK, which all have gym memberships. So these are people who care about their health. They're going to the gym. This is a perfect deal for us. The deal we have is we give basically the app is £3 a month, around £30 a year. We give the app for free to all of those 11 million users. So we're expecting a fairly high take up. Yeah, it's exciting. So we've started rolling out with the first few gyms, and we're expecting we have a high level of expectation. ePassi's deal actually is that they've got to get us to 1 million users before it makes financial sense for them. So they're obviously pretty confident that they're going to get us a significant number of people on our app.
Well, that is actually less than 10%, so it should be achievable. And I suppose investors are looking at this now and they'd be saying, well, okay, how do you monetize that user base? I mean, what kind of conversion rates from the sort of free users that you mentioned originally then onto the paid users would represent, I suppose, success for you?
Martin, that's a great question. I think what's interesting is that the way that the app models work now is nothing is it's not for free. Effectively, it's free for just a period of time. So what we're saying is it's not a we don't have a free app. We have only have a pay for app because it's the AI in the app is incredible. The benefit it brings to users is really quite phenomenal. And we start using it, you'll kind of understand. For example, if you're someone who's training for a marathon, it can actually track you and give you a program of how you build up to that to achieve the marathon and so on. So it's really, really it offers incredible value. But effectively, when they get the app, even if it's for 6 months or for 12 months, for free initially, they're agreeing that on renewal they'll actually pay the £3 and the £30 annual fee. Typically, we expect around 30% of people will continue their subscription after the initial period is over.
And you mentioned the app is now capable of analyzing test results. You just mentioned blood results and things, and I suppose that's building an ongoing health profile for each user. But I mean, how does that actually translate into real-world health outcomes? Can you give us an example?
Yeah, well, I mean, if you think about it, I mean, I think if you're a user of AI, you understand it's just getting better and better every week. What's interesting about MedPal, we're feeding the literally best in class AI. We work now with Google. We're now working with OpenAI. Not only are all of your current data or your current health data or your stats. So if you're wearing a connected health device, it could be in real time providing huge amounts of information. I think we typically are collecting hundreds of different data points, both in real time. Now with the ability to actually upload your health records, you've now given AI a complete picture of you. And it puts in an interesting position. Imagine it over time, it's now, so now this new version of the app, it's with the enhanced personalization, where it's basically learning all about you over time. It means that if the AI can spot potential problems, it can bring those to your attention, it can help you. Give you guidance to maybe go and see a GP. We have clinical services to refer you to the GP or to an independent prescriber to spot problems before. Typically, at the moment, people take themselves to A&E when they get to the end result. Whereas, well, we're trying to be a much more spot things much earlier.
Finally, then, Jason, how does this app rollout strengthen the broader MedPal AI business? And in particular, the connection I suppose I'm looking for is that connection between user engagement and the clinical fulfillment through your MedPal.clinic.
Yeah, so I guess we talk about this sort of this flywheel effect. So we see that the app, we're investing heavily. We have, I think, 20 full-time developers working on the app at any one time. This is a big investment for us, but we see that's part of the flywheel of not only in terms of data collection aggregation. AI is only good as the data you give it. So the more data you give it, the better results you get for your users. But also we see it as really as a way of bringing in users. And the AI, it's, you know, we've been training it specifically around certain medications, for example, that we can prescribe. So if it can see that you're, you know, you're on a weight loss journey, it understands your weight, it's got your BMI, it sees you're going to the gym 2 or 3 times a week. So, you know, it can take a view as to, you know, are you trying to lose weight? Are you trying to get healthier? You've got your BMI's high, the BMI's coming down. If you're not getting, if you're not, for example, getting, your BMI, your weight down as quickly as you might want. The AI can say, look, you seem to be on a weight loss journey. We have a, you know, a clinic business. Would you like to have a referral? Have you considered, for example, going on to GLP-1s on Mounjaro, then actually the AI can then pass you over to our clinic business, and then you can actually buy the medication you need if ultimately it requires the clinicians to sign it off. But the AI can, you know, can actually direct you in that way if it thinks you're on a come sort of weight loss journey. So the things are really very, very tightly integrated. It's obviously good for us because it drives traffic to the clinic and it drives obviously business to the pharmacy, but ultimately it's just trying to give people better health outcomes.
Well, Jason, you've certainly been a busy, busy man, and I'm looking forward to catching up with you again soon. Thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you, Martin.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and 4-piece McNuggets. So it's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.